From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Fighting continues in Iraq between Islamist militants and government forces. The rebels have reportedly made gains in seizing an oil refinery and an airport in the north of the country. U.S. President Barack Obama is deploying his top diplomat to Europe and the Middle East next week to consult America's allies over the crisis in Iraq. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Jordan for consultations with regional heavyweights and will also travel to Brussels for a NATO ministerial meeting. The U.S. is sending 300 military advisors to Iraq to retrain and support the Iraqi military. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki reiterated Washington's position that Iraq needs to help itself and called for an inclusive Iraqi government.
It's up to the Iraqi people, not the United States, to determine the future of their leadership. They've had an election. It's not our role or our choice to make in terms of who the future leaders will be.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has declared a week-long unilateral ceasefire in the country. Earlier, the Ukrainian leader said he would announce a ceasefire to mark the launch of a 14-point peace plan to stop violence and fighting. But meanwhile, pro-Russian separatists in the east of Ukraine say they have no intention to lay down their arms. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
The decision to announce ceasefire comes after a second phone conversation between Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and Russian leader Vladimir Putin this week. Heavy fighting had been continuing in eastern Ukraine for weeks, with reports of Russia announcing plans to strengthen its military presence at the border. The 14-point peace plan proposed by Ukraine's leader entails decentralization of power and early local and parliamentary elections. It also proposes the creation of a buffer zone on the border with Russia, an amnesty for pro-Russian separatists and a safe corridor for them to leave the areas affected by fighting. Meanwhile, pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine said they had no intention to lay down their arms.
The United Nations says the number of refugees around the world is at its highest level since the Second World War. It estimates more than 51 million people are now living as refugees, many as a result of conflict in their own countries. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
The total figure of more than 51 million refugees is 6 million higher than a year ago. The dramatic rise has been caused by escalating conflicts in Syria, South Sudan, and the Central African Republic, all pushing their people into neighbouring countries. Afghanistan still has the largest number of refugees, nearly 2.6 million, closely followed by Syria, then Somalia, and Sudan. The total number of refugees has not exceeded 50 million for almost 70 years, since the end of the Second World War.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A British court has ruled that the oil giant Shell may be legally responsible for preventing the theft and so-called bunkering of oil from its pipelines in the Niger Delta. The ruling came at a hearing in London ahead of a trial relating to two major oil spills in 2008 and 2009, which 15,000 local fishermen claim destroyed their livelihoods. Our UK correspondent Dan Whitehead reports.
Shell admits responsibility for the spills and says it wants to compensate, but the company disputes the level of damage caused and the number of people affected. At the hearing in London, the judge ruled that Shell may be legally liable to protect its pipelines from illegal siphoning, and in turn may be responsible for any environmental damage caused by illegal bunkering. In a victory for Shell, though, the judge also ruled that a specific Nigerian law is adequate for compensating for oil spills. Both sides of the legal argument will now continue gathering more evidence in the Niger Delta ahead of a trial scheduled in the UK next May.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Guatemala today, meeting with Central American leaders to address the crisis of migrant children illegally entering the U.S. Mr. Biden is expected to ask for support in returning these children home safely and quickly. Andrea Arenas reports from Washington.
The vice president is meeting with Guatemalan President Otto Pérez Molina, the president of El Salvador, Salvador Sánchez Serén, as well as Honduras representative Jorge Ramón Hernández. Mr. Biden hopes to dispel the rumor in Central America that unaccompanied minors who make it across the border into the U.S. will be immune to deportation. Since last October, some 52,000 unaccompanied children have been caught at the U.S.-Mexico border. That is twice the number for the same period of time in the previous year.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.